today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful, dear brother and sister, Salamun alaikum, and so welcome to another episode of today's special, in which we're going to speak about hardship as a blessing. But first, as the ritual of this program, we'll look at the calendar. Today is Saturday, 13th of Shawwal, 1446 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 23rd of the month of Farvardin, 1404 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar. And the 12th of April, 2025 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's open the Holy Quran, and for today we listen chapter Inshirah.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
Alam nashrah laka sadrak.
Did we not expand for you, O Muhammad, your breast? And we removed from you your burden, which had weighed upon your back, and raised high for you your repute.
فَإِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا.
For indeed, with hardship will be ease.
إِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا.
Indeed, with hardship will be ease.
فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ.
So when you have finished your duties, then stand up for worship.
وَإِلَى رَبِّكَ فَارْغَبْ.
And to your Lord, direct your longing.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
He who suffers the hardships and stands against the storms of miseries with patience will surely taste the sweetness of its fruit. It will be the day when the voice of the enemies faints, their impediments remain in vain, the ways of success and progress are paved, and following the path of Allah, is easy. Although some of the commentators have rendered these verses into the general financial poverty of Muslims at the beginning of Islam, the broadness of the meaning of the verses envelops all the difficulties.
Accept my prayer, ya Rabb al-alamin, ya Rahmanu ya Rahim.
So as I told you, the topic of this episode of today's special is Our Hardships in Life as a Blessing. This life is a test, both in good times and bad times. Each and every one of us is enduring some kind of hardships. In recent years, parts of our ummah have suffered devastating disasters and have been ravaged by war. As we face difficult circumstances with uncertainty, fear, and the anticipation of loss, it's our relationship with Allah that must remain constant. With every hardship, Allah has promised ease. As the saying goes, the light at the end of the tunnel is not an illusion, the tunnel is. Our faith teaches us that this too will pass, but as we go through the test, we must seek ways to purify ourselves and to nourish our souls. In every moment, the believer sees an opportunity to reap blessings and rewards.
And basically, fitna means test and trial. When we look at our life, we know that, you know, from the Islamic perspective, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent us here in order to test us. We go through various situations of bala and fitna. And in every given situation, whether it's positive or negative, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to see, you know, how we react to it. You take the issue of maal, wealth. Quran uses the term fitna even for wealth. When Allah gives wealth to us, it's a fitna. When He deprives wealth from us, that's also a fitna. So in all different situations, you know, when we look at what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to us, He wants to see that in a given situation, how we react to the various tests and trials that we go through. The hadith that Amir al-Mu'mineen has, it seems that there was a person, although in Nahj al-Balagha, this is saying number 93, it doesn't have a preamble to it, but it seems that the context was where Amir al-Mu'mineen must have heard somebody saying, "A'udhu billahi min al-fitna." You know, when we sometimes, when we don't like something, we say, "A'udhu billah," that I seek protection of Allah from so and so, or from such a thing and such a thing. And here, same somebody must have said, "A'udhu billahi min al fitna," that, "Oh Allah, I seek your protection from fitna."
Reflecting on different Islamic topics, short commentary of the Holy Quran, hadiths of the Infallibles, lessons from the life of the Infallibles, all in today's special from IRIB English Radio.
And the continuation of today's special, we'll look at the reasons why Muslims go through problems and difficulties. Oftentimes, people will become arrogant or prideful in their lives. So someone succeeds at work, school, or career, and they think, "I've earned this." This pride builds up and accumulates. To humble this arrogant person, Allah, out of mercy, will put something in their life, so they'll go back to Allah. Oftentimes, the hardship that comes to you is merely a test to see whether you're grateful to Allah or not. And this life is all a test. So when the test, blessings such as wealth or difficult such as poverty, comes to you, Allah is testing you to increase you.
My life is not the same when I'm too concerned by what they say. Why should I, when I have you, to doubt you would be the worst mistake. Deep inside I know that amidst all the darkness and everything which makes no sense, I know that you exist.
You are the light
that guides me through my darkest nights, shows me right from wrong in life. A world that often lies, cause
I don't need
anyone, anything in life but you. No, I don't need anyone to show me my way. No, I don't need anyone but you.
All of us should have a daily checklist. We want to know that making dua, what's the effect of making dua in our hardships in life? Dua is the greatest act of worship and a significant component of tawakkul. That means trusting in Allah. So worship Him and rely upon Him. And your Lord is not unaware of that which you do. Call upon Allah, and when you do, pray with certainty that you will be heard and answered. Develop a meaningful connection with Allah, asking Him sincerely and with an understanding of the supplications along with our own heartfelt words. Internalize your dua and supplication the way you have internalized your anxiety and fear, and trust that Allah will turn your dua into a means of relief and comfort. Dua is the weapon of the believer, but it is only as strong as the one who recognizes how best use it to maximize its benefit. We often make the mistake of limiting our dua to our own limited perception. Don't be afraid to ask Allah. He moves mountains for those who ask.
Amir al-Mu'mineen says, لا يقولن أحدكم اللهم إني أعوذ بك من الفتنة. No one from you should ever say that, oh Allah, I seek protection with you against the fitna. Why? لأنه ليس أحد إلا هو مشتمل على فتنة. Ali says, everyone goes through fitna, through test and trial. So there is no escape from that. You cannot say, أعوذ بالله من الفتنة. Basically means أعوذ بالله من الحياة. حياة, the life. The life in dunya is fitna and imtihan. So you can't say, oh Allah, I seek protection, you know, against this life. Then you will be sent back. You know, so Amir al-Mu'minin says, everyone goes through fitna. That is the purpose of coming to this dunya. لكن من استعاذ, if you have to do استعاذ, seek protection in this matter, then these are the words you should use. فليستعذ من مضلات الفتن. You should say, أعوذ بالله من مضلات الفتن. That, oh Allah, I seek protection with you against the wrong consequences of test and trial. It's not from the test and trial itself. There is no escape. We cannot run away from fitna.
That was today's special from IRIB English Radio. We leave you in Allah's care. Fi amanillah.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami. La fata illa Ali, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, محمد نبي علي الإمامي.
لفتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي